This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, Stephen Miller, tweeting, "The right to due process is to protect citizens from their government, not to protect foreign trespassers from removal. Due process guarantees the rights of a criminal defendant facing prosecution, not an illegal alien facing deportation." You know what they don't want to tell you? Best kept secret right now. They're pretending this isn't the case. The 3.2 million illegal immigrants deported by Obama. Because remember, Obama actually had a tougher deportation program than Joe Biden. Under Obama, you could still be deported for like killing someone while drunk driving, rape, violent crimes, the kind of stuff Biden let you stay. In fact, there were multiple classes of felony that didn't even involve murder you could commit under Barack Obama. He'd deport you because they were gradually working up to the radical program they have now. Do you realize 3.2 million illegals were deported without any judicial process during Obama administration using expedited removal? Do you remember that term, expedited removal? Yeah, Obama did it. Well, how did that work? Well, an immigration officer ordered them. Wait. Isn't that what just happened with Tren de Aragua? Mm-hmm. Now they're saying, oh, well, you know, hey, you can have an order from an immigration officer, but that's not due process, not enough due process. And that's why you have judges. You just had this judge, folks. Listen to this one. This loopy whack job. Order that you have to have a warrant to deport somebody? What? As in a warrant, you have to get a warrant from a judge to go pick them up. No, that's not what law says. It's not what the law says under Obama when he deported all those people. Folks, this is a game. It's a delay. They're playing a game to delay. Because they want to amnesty these people. In fact, one Democrat senator said we should just do amnesty. Actually, this just came out. We should just do amnesty instead of deporting them. Of course, that's what they want to do. That's exactly what they want to do. Okay, I want to get back to China and what they're saying about what China is saying about COVID and what Tulsi Gabbard is saying about COVID and what RFK is saying about COVID. And folks, again, all of this is connected. Ed Martin, this is what one of the things criminally he is investigating. You had Tulsi Gabbard go on Megyn Kelly's podcast last week and say, "We are criminally investigating Anthony Fauci." Now, that may sound strange because he got the pardon from Joe Biden. Why would you do that? For the same reason I've been telling you for years, Fauci is just the gimp. He's the diversion, the distraction. He's a bit player in all of this. His was only a $6 million, chip in at the Wuhan lab. The bigger players are USAID and the Pentagon. That's why they're interested in Fauci. So Tulsi did two bombshell things that you're now seeing RFK and Trump follow up on. And she says, "We are investigating the origins of COVID," not the Chinese origins of COVID. Before that,
was actually U.S. funded.
See that part? Terrified people in Washington. I'm wondering, you know how Michelle Obama's been, again, distancing herself from her husband, as a texter pointed out? I've been wondering if it's not because of this. Because she knows. She knows you're about to go after. They're going to pull that thread. And she knows where it's going to go. Okay. This is the clip from Tulsi last week on Megan's podcast.
"We just have never been able to have somebody say it, and it was that exact experiment that led to this COVID bug. But have we gotten there? What's the new thing that you're digging in on?
We are working on that with Jay Bhattacharya and look forward to being able to share that, hopefully very soon.
Okay.
That specific
link.
Correct. Between the gain of function research and what we saw with COVID-19.
I mean, that would be extraordinary because, just so the audience knows, if that's true, if it was Peter Daszak's research with the Wuhan so-called bat lady that caused this pandemic, then we did fund it. Then Anthony Fauci helped fund the pandemic.
The thing that he denied over and over and over to Senator Rand Paul's questioning.
That's right. Under oath.
Under oath, exactly. So is it any wonder that he sought a preemptive pardon for anything during a certain period of time by President Biden before he left office?
And then strong-armed and smeared people like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, exactly. Anybody who came out and said, I don't know if that's natural. This actually smacks of lab.
Okay, so RFK's out yesterday too, saying, yeah, we're investigating Fauci. Again, it's not to prosecute him, it's to get everyone around him. They're bigger players. That's why everybody's freaking out. Meanwhile, the Chinese are out saying, oh, hey, COVID was circulating in the U.S. before it was circulating in Wuhan because y'all made it. You shipped it here. They're China. They lie. I'm going to play it for you again because it's so shocking. But they also back it up with 70 pages of footnotes. And those footnotes are pretty good. Keep in mind, folks, I laughed, and I'll admit I got it wrong. I laughed, as did the mainstream media, the liberal media, and even Fox News, when COVID broke and the Chinese said, oh, well, it originated in the U.S. No, not here. Come on. Please. Wait. It did. Here's what they're saying now.
And in it, China says plainly, quote, COVID-19 may have emerged in the U.S. earlier than the U.S. official timeline and earlier than the outbreak in China. Now, maybe that sounds absurd, maybe it doesn't, but what's remarkable is the level of detail China goes into as they lay out their case. They're not just throwing out accusations. They cite U.S. government data, early blood samples, CDC studies, and even animal surveillance reports from the USDA. This isn't a tweet storm. It's 70 pages of footnoted data.
What else does it say? I mean, because look, China, they're nasty. They murder their own citizens. They think nothing of it. They're threatening to starve them now if Trump continues on with the tariffs. They're not good people. But the last time they told us something about COVID and we laughed, they weren't lying. We were. Our government was. They were right. It started here in terms of the gain of function research that was done at UNC Chapel Hill and Fort Detrick. What else is in that 70-page report China just put out?
Here's their second claim. Early antibody evidence in the U.S. shows COVID was circulating in the U.S. as early as December of 2019.
Before the Wuhan outbreak.
So in a 2021 CDC study of blood samples from December of 2019 to January of 2020, over 100 came back positive for SARS-CoV-2 antibodies. Now, that was before anyone in America was officially diagnosed. Then there's the NIH's All of Us study. In a blood collected that was collected in January of 2020, they found that COVID antibodies, they found the COVID antibodies in samples from Illinois and Massachusetts. These samples were drawn before these states had any confirmed cases at all. So China sums it up like this, quote, SARS-CoV-2 was circulating across the U.S. at a low level as early as December 2019, well before the first official cases were recorded. Now, does this prove the virus started in America? No, but it does raise the question, if the virus was already here in December before Wuhan even locked down, then why were we so sure that they were the source?
70 pages of footnotes, y'all. China puts it out just as Tulsi and RFK are like, hey, you know what? We're going to check into the U.S. government origins of COVID, something that's never really been formally done before. Except by maybe like Rand Paul and some folks on Republican committees. Indeed. This, folks, I have a feeling it's about to get very interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh, this is getting ridiculous. Headline, judge orders Trump administration to admit roughly 12,000 refugees into the United States of America. This is just going to go on and on and on and on until Congress gets off his stuff and passes something to help Trump. I mean, look, these judges might as well try it. They're liberal judicial dictators. Why can't we just order the border open? Top 10 stories today, Topic Pulse, one of them. Questions Trump's expanded military use at the southern border. Are there legal limits? So, and folks, I've been amazed so far that there hasn't been a liberal judicial dictator who has ordered the military to get off the border. Do you know Trump expanded it over the weekend? Yeah, and they don't like that because it applies military rules to who it's as if you're, you know, trespassing on a military base. And they don't like it. They don't want it. Trump over the weekend created a second military reserve along the southern border. The Texas National Defense Area will stretch 63 miles east along the southern border from El Paso on the Texas-New Mexico state line. Over 100,000 acres of federal land on the border was transferred to the Department of the Interior on the 15th of April, allowing military control of the land for 3 years. Military control of the land allowed trespassers to be treated severely and ejected from the U.S. more easily. Yeah, because it puts them under military rules. So this is a second new defense area. This is in addition to the so-called Roosevelt Reservation. That's a 60-foot corridor that runs along the border from California through Arizona to New Mexico. Why do we need that? Well, because we have liberals in charge of those states, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. And so this is why Trump has to come in like everybody's in kindergarten and literally physically secure the border, putting the military basically between those who would invade our country and some of whom are just people want to come here to work, but they really should go through the front door the proper way, and others of whom mean us harm. Many of them, actually, who are still coming mean us harm. So this is the left getting ready to sue, find liberal judicial dictators who will say, no, you can't put the military on the border yet. But as they're preparing for that, Trump is doing it. And it's tranche after tranche after tranche, which is awesome. Meanwhile, speaking of Arizona, left-wing Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs, who, by the way, may or may not be the governor of Arizona. It's impossible to know. And I can say that factually now, which is fun, that a court has ordered American Legal Foundation, which was Steve Miller's legal group, one, enforced the removal of, get this, 50,000 illegal immigrants from the Arizona rolls. That's why we have no idea who the governor is. Every one of those votes is illegal, by the way. 36,000 illegal immigrants cast ballots in Arizona in 2020. Joe Biden won by 11,000 votes. You tell me who won Arizona. I don't know. So left-wing Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs, who again may or may not be the governor. Folks, it's entirely possible that Carrie Lake is both the governor and the senator of that state. I can say that with confidence now. Again, now that a federal court has, one, acknowledged there are 50,000 illegal immigrants on the rolls in Arizona, that many of them voted. We know 36,000 did in 2020, and that they must be removed. By the way, the reason we had to get a legal ruling for that is because Democrats are in charge of, they hold the positions in that state, including the governorship, in charge of removing them, and they're refusing. So now there's a court order. We'll see if they do it. Anyway, left-wing Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs, who, by the way, won with less than 17,000 votes. That's why we don't know who the governor actually is, since many of them were illegal. Anyway, has vetoed a bill passed by the state legislature that would require local and state law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officials. So the legislature passed it, requiring them to cooperate. Katie Hobbs says no. The Republican-led legislature passed a bill that outlawed local jurisdictions from passing ordinances that would prevent local police from working with federal immigration authorities. So why is she doing this? She needs them to come in. Because then how's she going to win? I mean, they're taking the illegals off the roll. She needs new ones. They were already voting, folks. That was the win there. I made a big deal out of that 2 weeks ago when it came out. If you want to know why, she knows why. She's losing her voters. She needs new ones. And of course, every one of those votes is illegal. It's not. You remember going into the Arizona election, I was very afraid. And the 2024 election, I was very afraid because remember the Supreme Court ruled that they had to stop registering illegals and people here on visas who are not U.S. citizens. You can't legally vote in a federal election. It's illegal. The Supreme Court ordered them to stop registering them, but said, well, if they're already on the rolls, you know, we don't have enough time to get them off. So we'll just let them vote illegally, which was outrageous. Well, that's what this is about, folks. You're seeing the hand-to-hand combat here. Literally hand-to-hand with the governor saying, no, you will not take your hands and help the deportation. We're keeping the illegals. I'm going to put them back on the rolls later. From the woman who may or may not be the governor of Arizona, we will never know. Just like we will never know if Joe Biden legitimately won Arizona or not, because there were 36,000 illegal votes. These are the stakes, folks. This is the fight that we are in. And this is why Trump has to go babysit them down in Arizona, because you got a Democrat governor who wants to get reelected in that state. He's got to literally sit the military on the border and babysit these people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.